The paint flies for Saanich mural Claire Crawford, selected by the District of Saanich as the inaugural artist in the Community Canvas Mural Project, designed a mural for the entrance to the Cedar Hill Recreation and Arts Center and led the painting of it last week. Her piece, depicting a variety of species of birds in flight, is painted on the center's emergency social services storage container. The district says the goal of the project is to enhance Saanich neighborhoods and public spaces by adding public art. "I was thrilled to see that the District of Saanich was running a program like this," said Crawford, adding it was an incredible feeling to be chosen. Crawford said her art focuses on the confluence of nature and social attributes within our culture. The Community Canvas Mural Project, which began this year, will eventually feature 3 murals. The 2 additional artists and other details are expected to be announced in the coming weeks. Proposals from artists are reviewed in a 2-stage process, the district says. Selection is done by a committee featuring artists and creative professionals, a community member and a Saanich staff member. Trio of naloxone trainers honored 3 Victoria youths have been recognized by Island Health for their work training students and others to administer naloxone to prevent toxic drug overdose deaths. Sam Elder and siblings Maid and Nyoman Sparshu received the inaugural Youth Harm Reduction Award. After losing a friend to a toxic drug overdose in 2019, Elder got in touch with a nurse practitioner at a youth clinic seeking naloxone training for her and the Sparshu siblings. Prior to her friend's death, she said, she had never heard of naloxone, a drug used to reverse opioid poisoning. The nurse practitioner connected her with harm reduction coordinators at Island Health. An initial workshop attracted fewer than 20 students, but the 3 pressed on. Since then, they have provided training to more than 500 people, high school students and staff, and community members. Months later, it was because of that, first, workshop that someone was able to save the life of a high-risk youth, Elder said. Now we are receiving emails from schools asking us to come and train there. It's surreal. I'm extremely happy with the progress that we've made. Elder, who has since completed her first year at Simon Fraser University, would like to see naloxone training at all Vancouver Island high schools and have harm reduction education included in the high school curriculum. "Their project was so successful and it was so great to have youth be empowered in this way," said Kira St. George, Island Health's regional harm reduction coordinator and one of the founders of the award. Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Sheila Malcolmson congratulated the winners. "Their work training used to save lives will inspire others to support people who are struggling." The Youth Harm Reduction Award is open to people 19 and under who live within the Island Health region. Applications will be considered annually beginning in March and winners will be announced in June. "We are honored to acknowledge the work of this trio in training youth to respond in the event of a drug poisoning," said Tara Fitzgerald, Island Health's Director of Drug Poisoning Crisis Response. "These actions help reduce risk in our communities and also address the stigma that can prevent people from accessing substance use care and support." For school start, a traffic safety lesson, the Greater Victoria School District and Victoria Police Department are reminding drivers to slow down as students return to class on Tuesday. School speed zone limits will be in effect across the region beginning Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Victoria Police Chief Delmanic said every school day in September, teams of VicPD Speedwatch volunteers wearing reflective vests will be at highly visible locations near schools reminding drivers to slow down as students head back to class. Their presence will provide plenty of advance warning to drivers to slow down and look out for students before they get to our officers conducting school zone enforcement. Greater Victoria School Board Chairman Ryan Painter said more families and students are heading to and from school on foot and by bicycle or scooter, as well as in walking school buses, where groups of children walk together. "Which is great for students' physical and mental well-being and an eco-friendly option," he said. "However, this means drivers need to be mindful and extra vigilant when sharing the roads with our youth and families." Camosun College adds Pride sidewalks. Camosun College has added a pair of sidewalks in support of Pride. There is now a Pride crosswalk at both the Lansdowne and Interurban campuses. Camosun President Lane Trotter said it's a demonstration of the college's commitment to a campus where everyone feels like they belong. Camosun is continuing its work on building a more equitable, diverse and inclusive community, and the painting of a crosswalk serves as a constant and visible reminder that all are welcome. In consultation with the Camosun College Student Society, a design was selected with colorful ribbons and chevrons that is based on the classic rainbow flag. The Student Society at Camosun continues to build on the vision of a community that is open, responsive and respects the rights, differences and dignity of all people, said Jesse Nade Niakoy, the society's external executive. Pride is more than just a single month, as work to promote, educate and drive awareness about equity for all sexual and gender diverse people is something that needs to happen throughout the year. The Interurban Rainbow Crosswalk runs between the Alex and Joe Campbell Center for Health and Wellness, and the Center for Business and Access. The Lansdowne Rainbow Crosswalk is in the P3 short-term parking lot off Fowl Bay Road. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com.